Does the false ego bind the soul to the body, or is it the mind that is the modes that bind the soul to the body? Are the modes in the false ego related? Okay. I would like to clarify one thing over here, that at the subtle level, if we become too analytical, things can become very confusing. At the subtle level, say for example, now I have in my computer, I have some applications which I use. And then there is a virus. And then there is an antivirus program. Now from the structural perspective, all of them are nothing but code. The applications which I use in the computer, the antivirus program, the virus. All of them are simply codes. But their differentiation is in terms of their functionality. So similarly, at the subtle level, the mind, intelligence, ego, modes, all these, from a structural perspective, we try to differentiate, it's very difficult. We can differentiate primarily from functional perspective. So, having said this, we can differentiate, but we shouldn't get too caught up in it. We just have to see, okay, what is the effect of what? So now, the soul is here, the body is here. In between, there is a subtle body. In which can, as I said, can refer to mind, or we can call it mind, intelligence, ego if I want to categorize it. So, in the subtle body, the modes are what act on it. So the difference between, say, the subtle body and the modes, we'll talk later about specifically about the false ego, is that the subtle body is intrinsic to us. The modes are external forces that influence us. The soul goes from one body to another with the subtle body. The soul doesn't go necessarily with the modes. In different situations, the modes will pull us in different ways. So the modes are like external forces which you could say, they pull us. They act on the subtle body. Now, the soul gets bound to the body. And now how does this bondage happen? That bondage primarily happens by projection of the consciousness. The soul is separate from the body, but when the soul's consciousness gets projected into the body, then the soul identifies with whatever is happening related with the body. Just like say a child may be sitting at home and watching a horror movie. The child is comfortable at home, the mother is also nearby doing some work at home. But the child is scared, starts trembling, shivering, screaming. Why? Because the consciousness has got projected into the horror movie on the TV. And the child is experiencing everything in relationship with that. So similarly for the soul's consciousness gets projected into the material world. And that's how the soul identifies. So the bondage happens primarily through the projection of the consciousness. Now, how the projection will happen, what the consciousness will get projected to, that is shaped by the modes. Now when we talk about the false ego, the false ego is also at one level the determiner of how the consciousness will get projected. The word ego Krishna uses in two different senses at different times. Sometimes he uses it in an objective sense and sometimes in a subjective sense. Objective sense means that Krishna refers to the ego as an object, as a thing. When he talks about the Bhumirapo Nalo Vayu Kammano Buddhirevacha Ahankariti Yamme Bhinna Prakritarashtada. In 7.4, he talks about the eight elements of material energy. Then he talks about Ahankar as one element, just like earth, water, fire, air is there. Like that, the ego is also there as one element. So here he is talking about ego as an object. But then he also talks about Prakrite Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvacha Ahankar Vimudhatma Kartahamiti Manyate. The soul deluded by ego thinks I am the doer. Dambho darpo abhimana. There are many places that Krishna uses the word ahankar like that. So ahankar can also be referred to ego or arrogance. So it can be a feeling that a person has. This person is very egoistic. So ego can be a conception that a person has. Ego can also be the object that is present within us. So when we say that the soul is bound by false ego, what it essentially means is that the soul's identity gets locked to a particular thing. So I may identify that I'm an engineer, I'm a doctor, I'm an Indian. These conceptions are what are shaped by the ego. So this misconception that we get, that is what we call as falsehood. So the projection of consciousness is channeled through the subtle body as per the modes influencing the subtle body. But the specific mode of misidentification that happens, the conception of who I identify myself with, that is the false ego. So in that sense, the modes are subtle forces. The false ego is a conception by which that identification takes place. Okay?
One more thing.